Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destinies shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 110926. Amen. Welcome to Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional, a place of prayer, a place of counseling, and a place of restoration. This is Prophetic Declarations. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Today, under the prophetic theme, dealing with little foxes, we are dealing with the little fox of offense. I want you to get ready. Open your heart. Let the word of God search you. Let the Holy Spirit heal you. And let every little fox that has been destroying your peace, your relationships, and your spiritual life be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Once more, the topic for today is the little fox of offense. And the scripture focus is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 11. And I read, "The discretion of a man differeth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." Amen. And quickly, I want us to have some reflections over the topic of the day. Beloved, offense is one of the most dangerous little foxes because it can enter quietly. It can enter quietly. You may not even recognize when it begins to take root. Someone says something you don't like, okay? Someone disappoints you, somebody fails you, someone ignores you, someone speaks against you, someone treats you unfairly, and suddenly something begins to grow inside your heart. And you become angry, you become resentful, you become bitter, then you distance yourself. And before you know it, an offense that happened yesterday is controlling your emotion today. I want you to hear me. Hear me. Not every offense deserves a permanent place in your heart. No. Some people are carrying offenses that God never intended them to carry. Why are you carrying it? Some people have allowed one painful experience to poison many good relationships. This ought not to be. Somebody hurt you 5 years ago, but you are still angry today. Why? The person may have moved on, but you are still living in the pain. Wow. Beloved, this is the little fox of offense. And today, by the grace of God, that fox must go. I say it again, by the grace of God, that fox must go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember again, Proverbs 19 verse 11 says, "The discretion of a man defileth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." Wisdom teaches you that you don't have to react to everything. You don't have to react to everything. Stop reacting to everything. You don't have to answer every accusation. Allow some to slide. You don't have to fight every battle. Allow God to fight for you. You don't have to prove yourself to be everybody. You don't have to win every argument. Sometimes your greatest victory is knowing what to overlook. Sometimes your greatest strength is your ability to remain calm when somebody expects you to react. And sometimes your greatest maturity is walking away from an unnecessary argument without losing your peace. But hear this carefully. Hear me carefully. Forgiveness does not mean that wrong is right. Forgiveness does not mean that you tolerate abuse. Forgiveness does not mean that you remove every boundary. There are situations that require confrontation. There are situations that require correction. There are situations that require boundaries. But even when you establish boundaries, you don't have to carry bitterness in your heart. You can forgive and still be wise. You can love and still be still have boundaries around you. You can release somebody and still learn from what happened. Today, I pray that God will heal every wounded heart, every heart that has been bruised by betrayers, every heart that has been wounded by rejection, every heart that has been wounded by harsh words, every heart wounded by disappointment, every heart wounded by family conflict, every heart wounded by ministry conflict, every heart wounded by broken trust. I pray that God will heal your heart today. May the healing power of Jesus touch you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't allow somebody else's behavior to become the permanent landlord of your emotions. Release it. Forgive. Heal. Move forward. Your future is too important to be controlled by yesterday's offense. Let's quickly go for prophetic declarations. Now, in the name of Jesus, wherever you are, I want you to receive this with faith. By the virtue of the oil of the Holy Spirit upon my life and the strength of the Word of God, the undeniable, infallible Word of God, tried 7 times and still remained the same. I declare over your life, I decree over your life, I prophesy over your life, that every little fox of offense hiding in your heart is exposed now. In the name of Jesus, they are of no use to you. They are pulling you down, tearing you apart, subjugating you. Don't allow you to move forward. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the expose of every hidden little fox of offense in your heart. In the name of Jesus, every root of bitterness, I command it to be uprooted. Every accumulated resentment in your heart, in your spirit, I command it to be broken now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every anger that has been living inside you is coming under the control of the Holy Spirit. You will not be controlled by offense again. You will not be controlled by bitterness again. You will not be controlled by resentment again. You will not be controlled by anger again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there's somebody you are being controlled by offense. You are even hurting yourself in the process. Because anytime you remember what has happened, you hate everything and you hate yourself. You keep on asking, why me? Why me? It's like you are drinking poison. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I uproot the root of offense from your heart so that you can live freely again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray today that you will no longer be controlled by offense in the name of Jesus. Every anger that has been living inside you is coming under the control of the Holy Spirit. You will no longer be controlled by bitterness. You will no longer be controlled by resentment. In the mighty name of Jesus, you receive grace to forgive. You receive grace to release, to let go. You receive grace to heal. You receive grace to move forward. And you will move forward. In the name of Jesus, every old wound that has refused to heal, receive healing now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every painful memory that keeps reopening the wound, I declare peace over your mind. I declare peace over your mind. I declare peace over your mind, over your spirit, over your body. In the name of Jesus, every offense that has affected your marriage, every offense that has affected your family, every offense that has affected your friendship, every offense that has affected your ministry, every offense that has affected your relationship with people, today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare them to be uprooted, to be gathered together as chaff, and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I declare restoration and divine wisdom in the name of Jesus upon you, upon your life. I declare restoration and divine wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not punish today's good people because of yesterday's bad experience. You will not reject their new relationships because somebody once betrayed you. There's somebody that's operating under that spirit, heavy spirit. You are rejecting something good because of what happened yesterday. May the Lord help you and straighten your path. May the Lord minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not destroy your future because of your past. Your heart is healed. Your mind is renewed. Your emotions are stabilized. Your peace is restored in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom. Wisdom to know what to confront. Receive wisdom. Wisdom to know what to correct. To know what to forgive, to know what to overlook. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare over you, you will not fight unnecessary battle. You will not fight unnecessary battle. You will not lose valuable relationships because of uncontrolled emotions. In case you have lost one already, I decree, I prophesied, I ask for restoration in the name of Jesus. You will not become bitter because somebody treated you badly. In the mighty name of Jesus, the love of Christ shall rule in your heart. The peace of God shall rule in your mind. The wisdom of God shall guide your decisions. And the Holy Spirit shall help you respond with grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every little fox assigned to destroy your relationships, I declare it to be exposed. In the name of Jesus, every little fox assigned to destroy your peace, I command it to be uprooted. Every little fox assigned to contaminate your heart, I command it to be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are coming out of emotional bondage. You are coming out of resentment. You are coming out of bitterness. You are coming out of unforgiveness. You are walking in freedom. You are walking in peace. You are walking in wisdom. You are walking in love. You are walking in emotional wholeness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your heart will not become a graveyard for old offenses. Your heart will not remain a graveyard for old offenses. In the name of Jesus, your heart shall become a dwelling place for God's love, for God's peace, and for wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I want you to receive this little counsel. Beloved, I want you to listen carefully. Offense becomes dangerous when you continue feeding it after the incident is over. Stop feeding the offense. Stop. It's not going to help you. It's not going. You are harming yourself too much, more than harming the other person. The person who offended you may have forgotten what happened. But if you continue rehearsing it in your mind, you remain emotionally connected to the pain. Every time you replay the conversation, every time you remember the insult, every time you rehearse what they did, you are feeding the little fox. You are giving it more power. And what you feed will grow. So that is why scripture says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You cannot always control what people do to you, but by the grace of God, you can control what you allow their actions to produce inside you. Forgiveness is not saying what happened was acceptable. Forgiveness says what happened, we no longer control my heart. That is it. So today, release the offense, release the bitterness, release the resentment, release the desire to revenge. Give the matter to God and ask the Holy Spirit to heal your heart. Don't let a little fox become a lifelong prison. Amen. And may I believe that this will help somebody today. In Jesus' mighty name. In closing, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you because whom the Son of God is set free is free indeed. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice is free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone listening to this prophetic declaration. Let every wounded heart receive healing. Let every bitter heart receive grace. Let every troubled mind receive peace. Give your people wisdom to undo offenses. Give them grace to forgive. Give them courage to establish a healthy relationship, to establish healthy boundaries, and give them discernment to know when to speak and when to remain silent. May no little fox destroy their relationships. May no little fox destroy their peace and their purpose and destiny in life. In the name of Jesus, let the love of Jesus fill every heart that is listening to me now. Let the Holy Spirit restore every broken place. And let your people walk in freedom that comes from forgiveness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This has been Prophetic Declarations Hour. From Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional, I'm Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Remember, don't allow little folks to destroy great things in your life. Guard your heart, walk in wisdom, forgive freely, protect your peace, and keep your heart right before God. And don't forget to help me to share this tape with as many people as possible. The more you share the tape, the more God will bless you. And in case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 952. I pray for everyone who has been supporting our ministry. May the Lord give you support in everything that you do. You will fulfill destiny. Nothing will die in your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. The breath of the Holy Spirit is released upon everything you do, upon your family, upon your destiny, upon your purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not be disappointed. Your expectation will never be cut short. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Until we meet again, remain blessed, remain strong, and remain established in Christ, where God's word heals daily. Shalom. God bless you. It is done.